Carla, please read council item number 82.
Increase contract with eBuilder Inc. by $746,818 for additional software and license support and training for the capital project management software system.
Colleagues, the Bureau of Environmental Services has a software system that has proven to be an effective project management system for the Bureau. And it is the same system that the Bureau of Transportation has, which allows us for seamless integration in some of our planning. This amendment continues the use of this cost-saving tool and provides training for BES staff. With us today are Gail Bass, project manager. I guess Bill Ryan is not here. Okay. So, Gail, are you going to take it over?
Yes.
Welcome.
Yes, thank you. Good morning. My name is Gail Bast. I am a business analyst in BES, and I've been the project manager on implementing this software from eBuilder.
Good morning, Council. My name is Scott Gibson. I'm a principal engineer at BES, and I'm here representing Bill Ryan today.
And I'd also like to recognize Alicia Gruber, who's here in the audience today. She is the PBOT Capital Project Controls Analyst, and she is the project manager for PBOT implementing this software right now in PBOT, in case you have questions for her later. So 3 years ago, BES entered a contract with eBuilder to acquire licenses, support, and implementation of their software. Today, we have hundreds of people using this software to manage all aspects of the BES Capital Improvement Program and the hundreds of projects associated with that. The initial software license and support term is expiring and needs to be extended or renewed. We also need software administrator and trainer training for new staff. So what we're looking for is to extend the license and support for BES through August 31st of 2022. We want eBuilder to provide training for BES staff who administer and will further configure the software and to train our trainers of end users. BES wants to continue using the software for their capital improvement program and project management, and we want to actually expand its use for additional business processes that we haven't automated yet. License and support under the original contract with BES ends on February 28th. PBOT executed Amendment 1 that extended the term of this agreement to August 31st of 2022 and authorized PBOT to acquire licenses and implementation support services. This ordinance is for Amendment 2, which authorizes BES to extend the license and support through August 31st, 22, and to acquire training for BES software administrators and trainers.
This is where Gail wanted me to talk a little bit about the software. It's a cloud-based web application. We use it for program management in preparation of our budget, anticipation cash flow, project management, construction management. It helps coordinate our documents, and we communicate through it in a major way. It's also expanded to include our contractors, so our construction contractors and their staff in the field and our staff in the field use the software to share documents, to revise and approve documents, and to make payments and other activities. So we've, since 2013 when we began this initiation, it's been widely adopted and well embraced both by our contractors and by ourselves, and that's why we're here asking for an extension.
Scott, I have a question. Oh, okay, keep going, sorry.
So the support costs and license costs that we're looking at is on this page. The first year price is for half a year. We've paid through the end of February, and we will pay initially for 6 months so that we are co-termed with the PBOT annual renewal starting in August. The annual increases are displayed here are represent 5% per year. And then the training that we're asking for is lecture-style training, 3 days on-site for this fixed price. Your questions?
Colleagues? Carla, has anyone signed up to testify?
No one signed up on this.
All right, this is a first reading of an ordinance, so it goes to a second reading next week. Thank you very much.